From the desk of at GRUWUP.net, pronounced at Grow Up, author James Driscoll, Denver, Colorado, USA, on February 11, 2016, to Daryl Johnson, you are my building manager of Chesney Kleingen Apartments in Denver, Colorado as of April 2015. In all of the time I have been here, I have only truly met a few here in the passing, coming and going in the halls, etc. Why is this the trend? You see, I am not the only one who has shown themselves to write about this, as the 2011 article appears onto this card. Why should we have to conform this way to this trend written in 2011? We don't and we should not. I protest at this point of time, for what has recently happened. This is a non-smoking oriented building and the only organized social structures of the residents here seems to be smokers out in the open air areas. I am a non-smoker, of tobacco anyway, and never truly find a need to associate to that social cue here. I say loud and proud that this is not the right way for us to be in community here or anywhere for that matter. When I first arrived here, you said that you would place a notice on the bulletin board of my new arrival to the building. I could see the sterile community share environment and did not want to make that I was something of anything that was not already present. The only true act of day-to-day or week interactions, believe it or not, seems to be what I will call here humorously a knick-knack paddywhack sharing items table in the laundry room. Maybe we don't understand this calling for community here because we are all with a knowing that we have an illness in common that perhaps could or would shorten ourselves from our true lifetime expectancy. That has not been true in our disease for many years now. But the foundation that our residence is under approaches the death of relationships as though we are readying ourselves to die. Since this is defined as a non-smoking structure and the only social structure is a smoking detail, I think the smokers have it right and the non-smoking sterilized version that is in our reach is wrong or at least needs something in place of it. But I am not the one to approach the change when the person who in charge from the very beginning is shut down from his feelings. Are you preparing yourself to die? A while ago, a friend of mine for several years into this connection wrote some words called On Blindness. His name is Charles Galvin Jr. I have a picture of him in my childhood photo album from about 1987 before I moved to San Francisco. It was during my first real true out-of-home visit to a place where I would consider moving to. That is the most prevalent issue surrounding our placement here at Chesney Kleingen that makes us not understand things to the perspective that if we were without illness, we may actually make a move to difference than whereby 28-month time waiting lists approach, we just accept the conditions onto the living arrangements and don't care to make a change. Because when we want to have a voice, it is not a calm voice of agreements, but usually ends up being a disorientation of individualized chaos. Then we lose interest in that we think isolation and self-applied entertainments at our hand is better than trying to come to an consensus to an agreement for some kind of unanimous direction to even begin. Again, this is not true. But let's understand why one overrides the presence of the mind of distrust and disorientation, bringing into view the static instead of a calming, peaceful meeting affair.